This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 127. Want to make friends when you travel to the US? Four phrases to use. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. Hey guys, we're holding a live event called The Key to Connecting with Americans, because a lot of you have told us that you don't feel confident, you actually feel awkward, and you don't know what to say at professional networking events in English. So we're here to help you, and we're holding this event to share with you five real natural English phrases that we use every day in professional networking situations. Also, as a bonus, you'll learn to avoid one culture mistake you don't know you're making. So join us, Lindsay and Gabby, for this free live event on Tuesday, June 10th at 9 a.m. EST. That's New York, Boston time. To reserve your spot, go to www.allearsenglish.com/key, K-E-Y.
Today, you'll hear four real American English conversations to make sure that you're not lonely when you travel in the US.
Hi, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hi, Gabby. What's up?
Not much. Really excited for our episode today for all of you who love to travel, like I do.
I do too. You travel a lot.
Well, I love traveling, and I think one of the best parts of travel is to connect with the people where you travel.
It's all about people.
That's right. It's all about those relationships you make and staying in touch. So how do you even start?
Good question. So we had a question from one of our awesome listeners. We love it when we get questions, so please send us your questions, guys. This listener wanted to know how to start and continue a conversation in English when she's traveling in the US, for example, in Boston or New York.
Right, exactly. So we want to give you a few phrases. I think we have four phrases that you can use when you're traveling and you're in different places, like a cafe, maybe a party, on a tour, or at breakfast at your hotel, hostel, or bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So we're going to do a little role play. We're going to pretend that we're two travelers in Boston.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Two travelers from different countries.
Yeah.
Or one of us is from the US, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But we're in Boston.
We'll give you natural English.
Yeah. Cool. So we're at a cafe, and I'm standing in line, and Lindsay's behind me or in front of me. It doesn't matter. She's next to me. Mm-hmm. And so I want to start a conversation with Lindsay. She looks really interesting. So
I
say, hey, have you tried the salted caramel latte?
Yeah, you know what? I actually just tried that last week.
Oh, because it sounds strange, you know, salt and caramel together.
I know. It sounds weird, but it's actually surprisingly great.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so you recommend it?
I would recommend it.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to try it.
Great. So are you going to have your coffee here, or are you headed off somewhere?
Oh, I think I'm going to sit and drink it here.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm here on my own. Do you want to have a coffee together?
Sure. Yeah, that would be great.
Let's chat. So I'll grab my coffee and I'll be over there. So when you've gotten your coffee, please come on over.
Yeah, all right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, see you over there.
So Lindsay was so friendly to me. Thank you. But you know, you start the conversation. You don't know if someone's going to invite you to sit with them and drink the coffee, but you have to take that chance and open up the possibility.
Definitely. And again, the first step is that eye contact. So
yeah.
It's common. Some people might move away from the eye contact, but if you want to start that conversation, keep the eye contact and let the person start ask the question.
Yeah. And just do it. Don't hesitate.
Yeah. Hesitation. Okay. The second situation is you've met a local person and you've been invited to a local party.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so I'll be the person who's new, the international traveler.
Okay.
Here I am at the party. I've just shown up by myself. I'm a little intimidated.
And,
I'm new to Boston. So what should I see while I'm here?
Oh my gosh. Is it your first time here?
Yeah, I've never been here before.
Okay, well, I have a lot of suggestions because Boston is a really interesting city. There's a lot of things to see. I mean, it depends what you like. There's museums, there's parks, and there's, you know, sightseeing. There's the Freedom Trail with historical sightseeing you can do.
Actually, yeah. I really like to get active when I travel. Could you recommend any kind of hiking or biking?
You would love to go kayaking on the Charles River. You know, there's a river that goes, you know, between Boston and Cambridge. And so you can go...
I've seen that in the movies.
Yes, absolutely. So I would recommend that. There's hiking, but it's a little bit outside of the city. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been meaning to go kayaking. So if you want to go together
idea. This weekend. Yeah. How about this weekend?
Sure. Let's exchange phone numbers. And I think Saturday would be great for me.
Perfect. Let's get in touch.
Great. Sounds good.
Thank you.
So nice.
Excellent. I know. And the next situation is we're on a day tour. So we're both on the tour. In this case, we're both from out of town.
Yeah. So I'll be the tourist, I guess.
Sure.
You can be the local.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so what brings you to Boston?
Well, I'm a local here, so what brings you to Boston?
Well, I'm here for a conference for my work, but I'm also doing some sightseeing.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. What have you seen so far?
Well, I've gone downtown, so I saw the, what's it called, the State House with the gold dome.
Okay.
Very beautiful. And I walked around the Boston Common.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Boston,
very nice city.
Yeah, it's a great walking city, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad you came.
Thank you. Okay, great. And the last situation is we are having breakfast at a hotel, hostel, B&B, and we're just alone. Yeah. We're two travelers.
Say we're both solo travelers,
right?
And eating breakfast alone is kind of boring, kind of sad.
Yeah.
Aww. So I'm sipping my coffee, and I see Gabby over there. So, hey, how's it going?
Oh, hi, good morning.
All right. So what have you been exploring in Boston?
Oh gosh, I've explored a few different places. You know, Boston has a couple of beer breweries.
Oh.
So actually, I think it's kind of interesting to go visit them. And so that's what I did yesterday.
Awesome.
I went to one and I'm going to go to another one tonight.
Awesome. What are the names of the breweries?
Sam Adams or Samuel Adams. I think Sam Adams is the name of the beer named after some guy in history, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one is Harpoon. Have you tried these?
I've heard of these beers, but I didn't realize they had brewery tours.
They do. They do.
Wow, I'm going to check that out.
I went to the Sam Adams tour. It was very nice. I learned a lot about beer, and I even got to sample some.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the suggestions.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get out there again today.
Sure. And if you want to join me for the Harpoon tour, let me know.
Back?
I only went to the Sam Adams tour. I'm going to the Harpoon tour today.
Got it.
But I
Let's
would
go
back.
Let's
okay,
go
cool.
Together.
Great,
All
great.
Right.
Ooh, Take great. Care. Yeah.
All right, so those are our role plays.
Yeah, and hopefully Sam Adams and Harpoon will sponsor us now because we gave a shout out to those breweries. It's a fun thing to do whenever you travel. If you can try the local food, if there's like a, you know, brewery, a winery.
Absolutely.
Or,
absolutely.
Whatever they make locally.
Yeah.
Try that out.
So maybe we should say the phrases and we'll have them repeat.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So the first one is, have you tried, for example, the salted caramel latte?
Yeah. Have you tried? Yeah. Have you tried anything that they're offering at that restaurant or cafe? Next one is, hey, I'm new to Boston. You know, what should I see while I'm here?
Great. And the next one, what brings you to Boston?
And the last one, what or where have you been exploring? You know, do you have any suggestions? Do you have any suggestions?
Great. So these phrases can be used to start or continue a conversation.
Yeah, that was perfect. I think those were pretty realistic role plays there.
Absolutely. So. We're giving you guys natural English the way that you will hear it and use it in the U.S. with native speakers.
So get out there and use it. Enjoy your next trip to the U.S. and say hi if you're in Boston. We want to meet you.
Absolutely. Good luck, guys.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.